Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Israel says the war in Gaza is raging again after Hamas broke the temporary ceasefire. Reporter Yotam Confino has the latest from Israel.
The Israeli army is telling Palestinian civilians to evacuate from certain areas in northern and southern Gaza to avoid being caught in a crossfire between Israeli soldiers and Hamas. The Palestinian Red Crescent Society says it has now received trucks with humanitarian aid through the Rafah border crossing. Yotam Confino for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
Vice President Kamala Harris, speaking at the COP28 climate summit in Dubai, is calling out climate change deniers.
Around the world, there are those who seek to slow or stop our progress. Leaders who deny climate science and spread misinformation. Corporations that greenwash climate inaction and lobby for billions of dollars in fossil fuel subsidies.
Leaders from some 150 nations are attending the summit at the United Arab Emirates. A series of storms is pushing through the Pacific Northwest with heavy rain and snow. Meteorologist Bob Orovic at the National Weather Service has details on what to expect.
Over the next 7 days, they will have some heavy rainfall amounts, heavy precipitation totals into northwestern California, and even a little bit farther south into the northern Sierra. But the brunt of it is going to be from extreme northern northwestern California northward through western Oregon and western Washington State.
Republican George Santos has been expelled from the House of Representatives. He still faces a 23-count indictment in connection with financial crimes, including using campaign donations for personal expenses. This New York constituent says everyone has just had enough.
It's not only Santos. It's all on both sides, both parties, the greed and the dishonesty. And, you know, people are not considering how it impacts the country as a whole.
Santos denies the charges. He is now the first member of Congress since the Civil War era to be removed without being convicted of a crime. The oldest Christmas tree lighting in the United States is in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, and it doubles as a food drive.
The people are just going crazy.
Once Santa gets here, you can't move.
Santa and his elves are checking everything twice in Percocet.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
This is not just a massive holiday party. Kids can help others by donating a non-perishable food item to the Penridge Fish Organization. They then become eligible for a drawing to help light this tree.
CBS Philadelphia's Kim Hudson says the annual event began in 1909. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Friday was World AIDS Day. A woman whose son became the public face of the disease is reminding people to never forget the victims lost and the effort to find a cure. Here's Joe Ullery.
More than 40 million people have died from AIDS, including Ryan White, who grew up at a time when not much was known about it and medicine offered few treatments. Ryan contracted the disease during a blood transfusion at age 13. He became a staunch advocate against discrimination and helped change how Americans view AIDS. Jeannie White-Ginder says it's imperative to remember all the lost lives.
That is so important that we remember all the people who got us to where we are today, because they are no longer here. And I'm not just talking about Ryan, because Ryan was a face, but there are so many people that did all the work.
Just 5 weeks after Ryan's death in 1990, Congress overwhelmingly passed the Ryan White Care Act with bipartisan support. The legislation helps more people get tested for HIV and offers assistance to patients in all stages of the disease. Ryan's mom says AIDS affects people across the spectrum regardless of labels.
A gay person has it, a straight person has it, a blood transfusion person has it. It was for everybody. Once you have AIDS, you're just like everybody else who has AIDS. You're fighting to stay alive. And people fought to stay alive, and people dedicated their lives to get us to where we are today.
She says Ryan would have turned 52 next week. His mom plans to travel to Indiana University on his birthday, where the Rural Center for AIDS STD Prevention will present the Ryan White Distinguished Leadership Award to Dr. Joe and Sarah Ellen Mamlin. I'm Joe Ullery. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Dunn.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and
Here's
the Civic Media app.
Forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy today with highs around 39. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, 33. Mixture of precipitation likely again tomorrow, 38. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK. UK. UK. UK.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, "Don't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed.
Welcome back to This Week in Waukesha, and what you're listening to is what is arguably the greatest Christmas song of the 20th century. Fairy Tale of New York with the Pogues and the late Kirsty MacColl. And even more meaningful now with the passing of Shane McGowan this week. I am joined by another Shane McGowan fan. He was born John Nolan Riley here in Waukesha. And you know him better as Mayor Sean Riley. And his parents called him Sean after the Irish name for John. And welcome, Mayor Riley, again. And, you know, we also lost, this week we lost Henry Kissinger. We lost Sandra Day O'Connor. And when President Reagan named Sandra Day O'Connor as the first woman to serve in the Supreme Court, Mayor Sean Riley was a student at University of Wisconsin at Madison before going on to Lewis and Clark to get his law degree. And do you remember? I remember it vividly. That was a big deal.
I do remember. Yeah. Having a female appointed to the Supreme Court was big. Sure. Appointed.
And then Henry Kissinger, years after his retirement, whenever he was coming to D.C., he always made the White House aware, no matter who was in office, regardless of party, and who was ever in the Oval Office always set 15 minutes aside from a very busy schedule. Didn't care who was in line to make time for Henry Kissinger.
Well, think of what he's seen and been involved in.
What I didn't realize, and Greg, you can chime in on this, is some people spoke out. Like, I didn't realize some people call him a war criminal, or there were some atrocities he committed. And, you know, all I know is that I know his family had escaped the Holocaust. Got out in time. And that had shaped a lot of his politics, that he had just had a very natural distrust for big government because of what he'd, you know, experienced in Germany. I'm sure from a pretty affluent family that had done well, that probably lost everything but the shirt on their backs before coming over here. But some of the stuff is news to me. I don't know if you keep up with this, but
I guess what I can say is Henry Kissinger was involved in anything and everything U.S. government from my teens probably to my 40s.
Yeah.
I don't pretend to know what's happening behind the scenes. Henry Kissinger was usually the mastermind of what the United States was doing during those years.
Sure, sure. Well, and I know, too, that legend has it in the darkest days of Watergate that Kissinger and Alexander Haig had advised all of our military bases, especially those ones with the nuclear arms, that under no circumstances are you to accept any orders from the White House.
Wow.
Asking you to deploy missiles.
It violates the Constitution, but
yeah,
I understand it too.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, but back here in Waukesha, where we are preparing for the Christmas parade tomorrow. And now this is a chamber sanctioned event, but the city obviously has a very big role in terms of, well, obviously security being number one.
Correct.
And it seems like last year was a huge success.
Yeah. Last year brought smiles to many faces.
It really did. Yeah. It kind of reminded me of that. If you've ever seen the movie, We Are Marshall, about the football team following the plane crash and rebuilding the program. And the movie ends with a game-winning touchdown. And as the ball's in the air and you wait for the guy to catch, there's these flashbacks to all these painful memories and all these things. And it just, you know, it's very inspiring. And that's kind of how I had felt in that parade last year.
A feel-good story.
Yeah, especially in the face of, you know, enormous tragedy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's great that we're able to celebrate, that we come back Waukesha strong. And I liked what Chief Thompson said, that it's more than just a motto.
Our community definitely has shown itself, as well as many, many others, that this is a very strong community that cares about each other.
Yeah. And continues to grow. And it's amazing the support for the memorial. And there's still requests for more support, both donations and in-kind.
Yeah, we need to bring in at least $300,000-$400,000 in donations from the community to make it the Brady Park Memorial a reality.
Sounds great. So good.